Lili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. Welcome to Siman Tafresh Sadi Beis. Hakoriyas HaMegillah Mevarech Lefenei Shlosha Brachos. You say three brachos before you read the Megillah. Al Mikra Megillah, that's the mitzvah of reading the Megillah. Visha Asa Nisim, that's the bracha about, it's a Vishu Menis, about the miracles. Visha Chiyanu, it's a new mitzvah, so you're saying Shechiyanu. Ubayom, Eino Chos Mevarech Shechiyanu. But you don't say Shechiyanu again when you read the Megillah in the morning. That's the shita of the Shulchan Aruch. Why not? Because you said it last night, and when a person does the same mitzvah a second time, you don't say Shechiyanu the second time. So therefore, you don't say Shechiyanu in the morning, and that's the view of the Sfaradim. But the Rama says, no, v'yesharmim de'af bayom v'varech Shechiyanu. Ashkenazim, you say Shechiyanu again during the day. V'cheinogin v'chol medinos ego, and that's the minhag. What's the reasoning for the Ashkenazim? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, the ikir mitzvahs kriyas ha-bayom. The Rishonim explain that the better mitzvah of kriyas ha-Megillah is during the day. It's a higher level mitzvah. Some say the mitzvah at night is a plain to Rabbanon, and the mitzvah during the day is mitivrei Kabbalah, because it's referred to more directly in Tanakh. Others say there's more presumei nisa during the day, because you're doing the other mitzvahs hayom during the day, so you have presumei nisa. So since the ikar kriya is during the day, you're not doing the same mitzvah a second time. You're doing this better mitzvah the first time, and therefore you say shechiyanu. The Mishnah Berurah quotes here that when you say shechiyanu on the Megillah reading during the day, so you should have in mind the other mitzvos hayom, shalach manos and sudas purim. Those are also mitzvos. Sfaradim, who say the bracha only at night, will have this in mind when they say the bracha at night. And Ashkenazim have it in mind during the day, because these are mitzvahs you do during the day. It's striking that the Mishnah Berurah does not mention Matanos Levyonim, having that in mind as well. Other Achronim say to have that in mind, but the Mishnah Berurah left it out. Rav Nevensaal explained that you don't say Shechiyanu about Matanos Levyonim, because that's a mitzvah we prefer not to be doing, that there are Levyonim around. So you don't say Shechiyanu on such a mitzvah that in a sense requires having very poor people. The Mishnah Berurah says if an Avel is reading the Megillah, somebody else should say the brachos because of the bracha of Shechiyanu. It's not proper that an Avel should be motzi other people in the bracha of Shechiyanu, the bracha of extra simcha. So someone else says the brachos and then the Avel reads the Megillah. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rama says next. It's okay if one person says the bracha and somebody else does the reading of the Megillah. That's fine. The Shulchan Aruch continues. There's a minhag to say the bracha of Rav Esirvenu after Megillah reading. The Gemara explains, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that saying Harav HaSirvenu afterwards depends on the minhag HaMakom, and the Shulchan Aruch says our minhag is that we say Harav HaSirvenu, and that is the practice. That is the practice. Im lo birech lo fenev v'lachra yotza. If someone read the Megillah and didn't say any of the brachos, so you're yotze because the brachos are not ma'akev. Oh. And then the Rama concludes ve'ein levarech achareha elo betzibur. You should only say the bracha of Harav Esrivenu if you're laning with the minyan. What's the idea? Because the bracha of Harav Esrivenu is not directly related to the mitzvah of reading the Megillah. It's a general bracha about the Pesumei Nisa, Hashem does miracles for us. So therefore, that takana is only said when there's a tzibur and you're publicizing the miracle. Oh. And so then the question comes up, what if you're reading for a minyan of women? We saw before that many hold that if you read for a minyan of women, then you get the kiyum of the proper pesumei nisa. So here there are different opinions in the poskim, whether if there's by a woman's Megillah reading, that a man is reading for a minyan of women, do you say the bracha of Harav HaSirvenu? The guideline says the prevalent custom is to omit it, but But others for him say that you do say it. The Piskei Tshuvas quotes Achronim who say that you would say it in that case. So that you would have to check with the posek. But I think the main custom is what guideline says, that it's generally not said by a minyan of when it's read up for a minyan for women. Okay, see phase. Ein vasuach v'ocha karenosa. No one should talk during the reading of the Megillah. That's the listeners. That's the one who's reading the Megillah. No one should talk. Now, vidyevet. So it goes as follows. If the listener talks during Megillah reading, he's not yotze. Why? Because while he's talking, he missed the word of the Megillah. He missed the word. You can't hear the person leaning while you're talking. And therefore, if somebody else talks during the Megillah and he misses the word, he wouldn't be yotze. If the reader, if the Balkare talks, so then everyone else is yotze. Because he made a hefsek. Okay, that's not ideal. But none of the words of the Megillah were missed. Oh. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes that's talking about talking in the middle of the laning of the Megillah. What if a person talks between the brachos and the beginning of reading the Megillah? That's a serious hefsek, and you hefsek our bracha, and now you've lost the bracha, and you would have to say the bracha again. Here, Rabbi Nemetzal has a comment, which is, you would only repeat the bracha of Al-Mikra Megillah, because that's the Birchas HaMitzvah. So that bracha, you lost it by talking between the bracha and the mitzvah. But the bracha of Shas HaNisim, that's about the miracles. And if you have a hefsek on that, then you still yotze the bracha. And the bracha after the Megillah reading is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, and vidyevet, then you'd be able to say the bracha afterwards also, if you would talk between the Megillah reading and the bracha of Harav Es Ribeinu. Just one more idea about the bracha of Harav Es Ribeinu. The poskim point out you should listen very carefully to the Baal Kore when he says that bracha. It's a relatively long bracha, and sometimes when the Megillah reading's over, if there's rustling around, people are walking in or walking out or rolling up their Megillahs, so listen carefully to try to hear every word of that bracha in order to be able to answer the Yotze and to be able to answer Amen to Harav Es Ribeinu. Okay, we'll stop here.